Phyllis, let's begin our conversation with what the minimum wage is. There's the federal minimum wage and then the minimum wage at the state level.
Basically, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. It's been that way since, I believe, the 1990s. Florida, I think as much as 10 years ago now, has adjusted its own minimum wage based on inflation. So the current minimum wage in Florida is $8.10 an hour. And what minimum wages do is they create this floor that no one is allowed to be paid less on an hourly basis than the federal minimum wage. And if a state has one and you're working in that state, you can't make less than the state's minimum wage.
Some states and cities, as we have noted, have taken the plunge and they are really leading the way in increasing the minimum wage. And one of the first to do so was Seattle, Washington. And you say there's new data on how it's going.
Yes. Seattle, as a city, has its own separate minimum wage. And when the first push by certain industry workers to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which they think is a much more livable wage than the current minimum wage levels, Seattle did vote to, over a period of time, increase its minimum wage. It was at the time roughly $9 and some odd cents an hour. They made their first raise in 2015 to $11 an hour, and then last year went from $11 an hour to $13 an hour. The University of Washington has been collecting data on these raises, and they issued a new study recently that suggested that that second raise, which essentially put the minimum wage some 34% higher than it had been in 2015, that new minimum wage was now starting to create some of the problems that the naysayers who have been opposed to the minimum wages have always said would happen. The study found that hours were cut, some jobs were lost, and that the average low-wage worker saw their monthly paycheck decrease by $125.
So that's really kind of defeating the purpose.
Well, it does for a lot of workers because they end up making exactly what they were making before and maybe even potentially less. The study authors went on to suggest that that second adjustment may just have come too quickly for businesses to be able to adapt and cope with having what is, for many businesses, their number one operating cost, salaries and wages, to go up at such a large amount.
There's also a wage survey in Pensacola that you've been looking at. And then you have some thoughts on how the minimum wage would play out if it was increased here. So tell us first about some of the findings of the wage survey.
Well, there's an annual survey that is performed on wages for some 868 occupations are currently covered, I believe, by the Pensacola version of this survey. And it likes to report the hourly wages out for the average hourly wage, the median hourly wage, entry level, and experienced. And an interesting thing happens when you look at the median wage, median being that half the people make more than this, half the people make less than this wage. And the median wage for Pensacola at the moment is $15.38 an hour, which suggests that if the Pensacola minimum wage was required under federal, if the federal minimum wage goes up, states got to go along with it. If that minimum wage was raised to $15, it could affect nearly half of all workers in Pensacola. And in reality, it's going to affect a lot more because anyone who is making more than that, maybe even just a little more than that, is going to see their fellow workers have a huge salary increase for no other reason than somebody mandated it. Won't be because of increased productivity. Won't be because they've increased their skill set. It won't be because there's a higher demand for that worker and they're having trouble finding those people. None of those reasons, none of those market reasons will matter. It will simply be, some people will see it as a gift that's being given to some and not to others.
And when you look a little closer, talk about those jobs that are making 15 an hour or in that range,
yes,
or less.
Interestingly enough, about 9% of the occupations that are included in this survey, no one makes $15 an hour, even the experienced workers. And some of these are occupations that you're not going to consider low skilled. Most of them are what we would consider lesser skilled, the leisure and hospitality industry, restaurants. I mean, the ones who are rather famous for not getting large hourly wages. But locally, substitute teachers, pharmacy technicians, there are a surprising number of occupations out there that do require more than a basic skill set that still do not even make $15 an hour in our locality.
Something like this, raising the minimum wage in Pensacola, would have a major impact.
It would. It would have to be done extremely slowly and quite possibly in a much more targeted and industry-specific way. I have not found, I'm sure this idea isn't brand new, but I haven't found a lot of discussion of one of the problems with a minimum wage is that it affects all industries equally. And if all industries were created equal, that might be fine. If they all could raise prices, if they all could simply absorb the costs. But they aren't. Even within the same industry, there are massive differences. And so it might be that one solution that people could live with, because there are very strong opinions on both sides of this issue, would be to make it in a more strategic, targeted fashion, acknowledge that you can't just change everything overnight, as much as you'd like to, as much as you wish this had all been done 10 years ago. A lot of people like to cite the fact that if you inflation adjusted the first minimum wage, everybody should be making $15, $16, $17 an hour. That didn't happen. The markets have adapted to what they've got. And that just needs to be something, I think, that the Seattle study demonstrates that just has to be taken into account as you work through this issue.
Closing thoughts?
Cost of living is really the last thing that leaps to my mind. $15 an hour gets you a lot more in this area than it might get you in New York City. And that might be another factor that's just going to have to be looked at. There are so many variables at play that it sounds nice. There's a certain fairness about it to say, let's just go do this. Just beware of unintended consequences.
Phyllis, thanks.
You're welcome.